Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to be back. It's been a long time since I've done a podcast. It's been almost a year, if you can believe it. Almost a year. And a lot has happened to me in the last year or so, or a couple of years. A lot has gone on. I've been on a very big roller coaster. The roller coaster of life. Is that a song? Does somebody sing a song called Roller Coaster of Life? Why does that sound familiar? I don't know. Anyway, it's been a year almost, May of 2020, since the last time I did a podcast. And you may be wondering, well, Jim, why has it been almost a year? What have you been up to? What are you doing right now? Well, right now I'm like making sure that this that this show is recording. And I've finally gotten things set up to where I have a microphone and I have Adobe Audition, which probably means nothing to a lot of people, but I'm finally able to record a show, and I'm very excited. But what I've been up to for the last year, for those of you who were following along last year, I finished doing the digital arts interviews for Center Stage. I was interviewing various artists for Center Stage and posting those on my YouTube channel and also on Center Stage's channel on YouTube as well. And that ended in May of last year. And what happened is that I realized, I need to be making some more moolah. I need to be making some money and not just, you know, here and there, because I used to be in radio. Some of you may remember I worked for a news talk station in Santa Barbara, and they laid me off back in 2019. Anyway, so I've kind of just been bouncing back and forth from one thing to another. And when I finished doing the Digital Arts Festival for Center Stage back in May of 2020, I realized I needed to, you know, get some serious work and some serious money. So I took a temporary job working for a company doing health screenings. And I can't say the name of the company because, I don't know, I think I would probably get arrested. They're super secret about what they do. And but all I can say is, okay, I don't think I can say the name of the company that I work for. But let's just say it rhymes with the phrase, I'm making this up, it rhymes with the phrase, play with John. You know, as if, play with John, Jackie. or Karen, you know, like if you take your kid on a play date to go play with John. And so the name of the company I work for rhymes with that phrase, play with John. maybe you can figure it out, maybe you can't, I don't care. Anyway, so I've been doing temp work for this company since May of last year. And about the middle of May, I guess I started last year. And through the rest of 2020, all the way through the end of the year, I was working for this company called, or that rhymes with, Play With John. And after the new year, I kind of went on a roller coaster ride with employment, kind of up and down. I was offered another temp job through another temp agency to work at a local university. And maybe it was UCSB, maybe it was something else, I don't know. No. Anyway, so earlier this year, I took a temp job working for the university. Didn't work out. I was actually offered a radio gig, and that didn't work out. We just couldn't agree on, you know, salary or whatever. No big whoop. You know, that's how the business rolls. That's how things happen. So a couple of gigs didn't work out, and so now I'm back with a company that rhymes with Play With John. kind of rhymes with Play With John. I don't know. So now I'm back at the company I started with last year, May of 2020, doing health screenings again. And so now this has led to me to resurrect, if you will, because, you know, it's almost Easter. So I'm using the phrase resurrect in a very non-religious way. Anyway, it offered me the opportunity to resurrect or recreate or repurpose, because that's a fun phrase that people use in different things. Anyway, my podcast, I brought it back, and because I now have a schedule that allows me to work on it. I have the equipment to use to do my podcast, and because I have time on the weekends to dedicate to it, because the job that I have now, working with the company that rhymes to play with John, I was working 7 days a week. And at one point, maybe just 6 days, but pretty much 7 days a week, every single day. And I didn't have time for anything. Sleep, even. I didn't have time for sleep. But now my schedule is such that I can have a... Oh, I'm burping. Sorry. Excuse me. See, I'm out of practice. It's almost been a year since my last podcast, and I'm kind of out of practice. Anyway, so now, though, my schedule is such that I can dedicate to doing my podcast at least once a week. So I'm hoping to bring it back, and I already have some interviews lined up. I have folks that want to come on and be on the show to talk about what they have going on in their lives, and so I'm kind of excited. As before, the show, Jim on the Air, or Jota. J-O-T-A for short, Jota. Sounds like a character from Star Wars. Jota. Go see Jota. You must seek Jota. J-O-T-A for short, Jim on the Air. And again, the show will be, as before, about everything and anything, and anything and everything and everything and anything. So future shows coming up here over the next however long will include all sorts of topics, from maybe a little bit of politics, just a tiny, tiny little bit of politics. I really don't like talking politics too much, so, you know, if something's important enough to talk about, maybe we'll cover it. But also, on a regular basis, we'll have arts and entertainment, current events, people, places, and things, and thus everything. Everything that you can imagine the show is going to cover, and I'm very excited to be back doing podcasting. And I'm hoping to also get back into broadcasting as well. I've always had a love for radio, and it's my first true love as far as a career is concerned. And as an art form, I love radio. I love theater as well. I was a theater major in college, and I've done a lot of theater, acting and directing. But I miss radio, and I don't know where radio is going in the next 4, 5, 6, 10 years or so. I hope to get back into radio and do broadcasting, but for the time being, I'm very happy to be podcasting, and it's kind of fun because I can do what I want. I can talk to whoever I want. I can do what I want. We can even swear on a podcast. Ew, you can't swear on radio. What the frick are you talking about? No, anyway. This is just a short little reintroduction to my podcast, Jim on the Air. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will pass this along to your friends and family and neighbors and let them know about it. And maybe I'll have you on the show if you've got something going on that needs to get out to the public. If you have something that needs to get out to the public, maybe I can have you on. But as I mentioned before, the show will cover everything from the arts to current events, people of interest, places of interest, and all sorts of things. And I hope you will check it out in the future. So this is just a short little podcast. I don't really have a guest for this time around, but maybe in the future. And who knows what life will lead, where the path will lead on this journey that we're on. With COVID and with the coronavirus, because, you know, those are two different things. COVID and coronavirus. I'm kidding. Actually, when I started the podcast, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and my first show was like, is this the new normal? How are we going to do this with, you know, sheltering in place and all that? And now it's a year later, and people are getting vaccinated. I feel like maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel with coronavirus, with COVID-19. As I'm talking, I just, yesterday was Friday, today is Saturday, and I signed up for my first vaccine. So I'm very excited to do that next week. I'll be getting my first dose of the COVID vaccine, and then probably about a month later, the second dose. And so I am looking forward to that. I'm kind of excited about what the possibilities will be once I have the vaccine, and looking forward to doing that next week. So, and how about you? Are you, you know, if you want, you can, you want to respond to what I'm talking about, you can look me up on Facebook. It's Jim on the Air on Facebook, and also on, what's it called? Twitter. I'm on the tweets, and I'm on the interwebs, on the face of book, in the book of face, and on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram, Jim on the Air, there as well. And, you know, let me know how you're doing with the whole coronavirus issue. It's been over a year now for some folks. And let me know what you feel about that, because maybe that could be another topic on my show, because as I mentioned earlier, this is the show about everything and anything. We can talk about coronavirus, we can talk about current events, we can talk about local stuff here in Santa Barbara, or worldwide events, and or, you know, the news of the nation, you know, anything. Entertainment, as I mentioned before, and all sorts of good stuff. So please like and subscribe. We can't do this on this particular platform, but anyway, I hope you will share this with your friends, as I mentioned before, your friends and family and your neighbors, and let them know about my podcast. Again, it's called Jim on the Air, and it'll be available pretty much once a week at this point, maybe every Friday or Saturday. I'm hoping to pin that down soon, and hopefully can, you know, have it be available on a specific date or day or whatever. Anyway, I'm rambling, and I must move on. It's been kind of a long day today. I had a little bit of a rough day today, but yeah, I won't get into that. Anyway, please let your friends know about Jim on the Air, and I hope you will tune in for future podcasts and share with your family and friends and neighbors. And again, it's called Jim on the Air, and it's available on anchor.fm and also on Spotify, and I'm hoping to have it be available on other platforms pretty soon. Also, I'm going to be putting the past shows on my website. I have a website. It's jimsuriani.com. Very easy, if you know how to spell Suriani. Jim, S as in Sam, I-R-I-A-N-N-I, jimsuriani.com, all one word. Jim, SIRIANNI.com, and there's a button that pops up on the homepage. It says Jim on the Air podcast, and you can click on that and check out my podcast from there. And I'll also have past shows posted on the website as well, in case you missed it. So thanks for tuning in today on the show, and we will talk with you soon. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.